Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day, just another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. I trust.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I just need my one-on-one time with you, with no interruptions. I just want it to be.
I think that's Elizabeth, isn't it? What's some song they put on there?
See, can we call in and see if it's still working? I should be able to hear it. Like this?
I don't know.
I mean, when you do it yourself, does it come up on the
air? Yeah, that's when people come up. Yeah, that's when people come up. I think this is being live. It's live because I can't even talk to you.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Bishop Poole. We're having some technical problems with the recording, so we are on live. And we praise the Lord for you all and you, wherever you might be. Amen. We ask you to call a friend and tell a friend. Doctrine of the Truth is back on the air. Through it all, you can't give up, you can't give down. And God will make a way. We're was at the discussion about false doctrine and false teaching. Amen. But we are making a slight change a little bit. Amen. To be in part of what's happening today all over the world and what seemed to be a problem in false teaching. And false direction, if people are not aware of what's going on. So we ask you to call in. We're going to change the platform a little bit. And whatever's on your mind now, amen, you can express it. But at the same time, call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of the Truth is on the air. Amen. They can call back in and amen. We begin to work and see what's available and what's happening in your area. What seems to be the problem in your area, and that's what we're going to focus on in this live, unexpected, as always. How many of you have been going through some unexpected changing, unexpected things? Can they happen, amen, to promote the gospel, to promote Christ, or to upbuild people's lives? Things come in you never expected to go along, and, you know, it seems as though you don't know where it's coming from. And, you know, and you feel that it's not it's not biblical, and it's not scripture. So it seemed to be a neutral area. You thought it was a neutral area, but the enemy don't think there's nothing neutral. You either for God or against God. Either promoting things for Christ or you're against Christ. We're going to open up that area. We're going to have a short prayer. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this day. We ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance. Bind Satan's hand, bind the works of the enemy, what his heart desire and what he's trying to eliminate the gospel, to confuse the gospel, confuse the people's mind. And Lord, we thank you right now because you have all power in your hand. And we ask you in Jesus Christ, we pray, bless them as they come in and bless them as they go out. We know you're able. Amen. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we're here live. We're here moving around a little bit. But you, wherever you are, amen, right now, wherever you are, and it's an open platform. It's an open position to everything. Then we have to do is to have you call in. And you know, we have a open show. Not many times we will have an open show. And we're trying to work an open show. Amen. In other words, the subject is whatever you want to bring it to be, whatever you see. It can be what God had put on your heart. So there's not a mistake that this happened. Things can be a mistake. Anyway, God can turn it around for your benefit. For your benefit. Amen. You can call. You can call in at 1-347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252. Amen. Throughout the things that we see in America and in other countries, God has given us and given you, amen, a new vision and a new outlook on life. But one thing we have to also remember, when God started out with man in the beginning, he said it wasn't good for man to be alone. In the book of Genesis, he says it's not good. Amen. So it's still not good. Amen. You cannot work this world, amen, by yourself or do anything by yourself. You need others because two negative won't give you anything in electricity, so you need a negative and a positive. You need a negative and a positive. You got electricity. Amen. So we need gravity, amen, to help push water. Water moves around. Amen. Water needs gravity in order for it to move. Either water either going up or going down, gravity is pushing it. Amen. So the things that we have in life, God had created all of us, male and female. Amen. He wanted us, amen, to work together. It got so to be why in Jesus picked 12, and he went out. After he trained the 12, he sent them out to go out and get another 12, and what they built up to about 70 people. When he got to 70, he sent them all out. The 70, he didn't go out anymore. Amen. But he trained up his 70, and his 70 went out. Amen. So it's important that you yourself begin to work with others and strive with others. And see the difference in your life was promotion, especially in business, especially getting projects done. You need other people. We only got two hands. God didn't give us. There's some false gods. We want to look at false gods. There's some false gods. Amen. There's some false gods where they have six arms and six legs. You know, dealing with the Hindus and different countries, they have a statue. Amen. This goddess have three arms. Amen. Two arms, two at the bottom and two at the top. Amen. Three on each side. Amen. But God only gave his people two arms. Amen. We worked them together. Amen. So even he said, Jesus, he said, where two or three come together in his name, there you be in the midst. Even in the Trinity, we got the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they are one. They are one. Amen. So if you look at it, the things that agree in agreement here on earth, the things that works together, amen. Even it says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So there's more to it than just one. That's one. That's the enemy. He told Eve, the day that you eat of the tree, you become like gods. Amen. All right, the line is open to any subject that you'd like to bring up. It would be needful for the body of Christ, or you have a vision or a dream that you want to share here on this platform. Amen. Today and tonight, you know, we always come forth, amen, with a subject. Amen. So, but this one thing that we need to understand, and if you walk this life with Christ, amen, he's able to take your bad circumstances and turn it around. Amen. Regardless of what you're going through, amen, you may plan something that don't come out right. Amen. But if you stretch out to do something about it, he'll come right in with you. Amen. What are you saying in the book of Romans? Amen. In the book of Romans, amen, it was talking about, amen, regardless of what you go through and what condition, and you probably hear it so many times, amen, until you experience it because of the fact, amen, you have to walk out and try to better it. Amen. You have to try to better the situation. Amen. You got to look at the situation and try to better the situation. Amen. And you'll find that things does work out for the betterment. But you got to put God in it. As you put God in it, he'll turn it around for you. Because he say, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So it's best, amen, regardless of what happened. In Romans 8:28, he said, now we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And all of us do have a purpose, amen, here on life and here on this earth, amen, to be ambassadors, to be witnesses for God, to be witnesses for Christ, amen. In these bad turmoil situations, the world look like it's the world is going upside down in some areas, and they're only reporting bad news. You're not getting any good news. You know all the bad things that goes on in the world because of money. Amen. People are selling out everything because of money. Amen. And they can make a dollar, they'll do it. But God said, amen, through his word and his son, that everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord according to his purpose. So those of you, amen, this is a good example. If you're involved in anything and it begin to go wrong and whatever it happened, then you have to take the wheel. You have to get involved and pray and ask God, you know, Lord, help me in this situation. Amen. You'll find out as you begin to turn it around, amen, you begin to see. You take the worst thing and make it good. Amen. So we're a living example. We're a living example. You can use this program, amen, as an example. Amen. If you begin to walk, but you have to do something. You have to put yourself involved into the problem. You got to put yourself involved into the situation. Amen. Ask God to help you on it. And if you begin to move, and I think that's the one of the missing links. Sometimes people say, well, I'm coming into Christ now, and God going to send me people that they're going to fix everything. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to walk around. I don't have to do nothing but just sit around, you know, and the Lord going to fix everything. But no, Jesus said in St. John 17, he said, Father, don't take him out of this world, but leave him in this world. So what that mean? That means you have to be an example. You got to be an example, your daily life. And through whatever you're going through, God is using you. Amen. You don't have to be no preacher, no teacher, no lawyer. Amen. A choir leader, a usher. Amen. All God wants you to be is one of his people, his servant. And your daily walk with him and your daily talk with him, and that's a big enough sign. That's a big enough witness to everybody, because they know your ex-life. They know your life that you used to be. The things that you used to go through, they find out, amen, that, listen, you know, he used to be this, she used to be that. But now they're Christian. They're Christian. And above all, you're not trying to be a preacher, a teacher, amen, a deacon, an evangelist. All you're doing is just living right, living righteously, living according to his commandments, living according to his Ten Commandments, living according to what it means to treat people right, amen, to walk upright, amen. And that's all God requires. That's all Christ requires. And because if everybody try to be a preacher in a church, and not a minute, if everybody, the real pastor, won't have a chance to say nothing. If you got about 20 or 40 people in the church, everybody want to preach? No. Somebody got to live the life. Everybody want to be teachers? No. Some got to live the life. Amen. Deacons and choir members. Amen. But no, you got to go out and start missions and talk to others and guide others through. Amen. All right. We don't want to hold up the line. You got a great opportunity tonight, today, wherever you might be. Amen. And this half recorded, pre-recorded, now live. And we are here live. Amen. And you can dial one. Or just push one on your phone like you normally do. Those that's coming in to the first time that are listening, if you want to say anything, you push one on your phone. Amen. And we're technician will put you in, and we can come right on in the broadcast. All right. We're having a live broadcast now, and at the same time, if those of you who like to be a part, like to not only send a donation, but want to send a text or email, you can send it to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you go on the page. Amen. You begin to scroll down the media. Amen. And you see, amen, that we are live streaming on Sundays. And if you want to see the broadcast, see the church programs, you can go there on Sundays and see the pre-recorded broadcast. Amen. Or also, if you're in the Fort Lauderdale area and Broward area, you can tune in to WEXY 1520 radio, and you can be a part and listen to on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, and also on Tuesday at 2:30 a.m. Amen. So those of you that get a chance and want to view these broadcasts again, or be a part of the different listen to different pre-recorded programs. Amen. We have many, many broadcasts over 2 years. We have a lot of great broadcasts. And because of you and you, we're here. Amen. We're here because of you and you. So even in the technology area, those of you that want to spread the gospel, or maybe that do singing, or just be a part of, amen, helping the word of God to get out, amen, you can either support this broadcast, or you can go on the airways yourself. So there's so many different ways you can help spread the gospel, amen, in the technology field. So God does not restrict you, amen. He does not restrict you as you want to, when you become a Christian. Look at Peter. Peter was a fisherman. Amen. God used him, amen, because he was looking for self-starting people that can help run his business. The church is a business. And he had 12 men. They was all involved, amen, in some type of entrepreneurial business. They was always involved, amen, tax collectors, amen, they was fishermen, amen, doctors, amen. They was involved in some type of work, amen. And God was looking for working men to help start up a business and to do what God, Jesus was doing what God told him to do. Amen. It was Jesus was you. God was using Jesus because that's his son. So it was God in the flesh. Jesus is God in the flesh, walking around, and people could know what God really about. And they would see that God is really about promotions. He's about business. He's about creating things. But he was also about seeing how his people was being mistreated. Amen. The world system, amen, had gone havoc on bad information. It was destroying themselves, hurting up each other, amen, and getting disease because of bad information. Living off bad information. Amen. And that's what the church is about. The church comes, amen, about to bring good news. It comes to bring about good news. It comes to bring about, amen, the information that you need to have in order to understand living this life, and to also understand, amen, that God loves you through his son Jesus. All right, we're getting around going down and down to the last part of the broadcast. You know, we normally get into this area, the latter part of the broadcast. We're looking for callers to come in. We're in a live broadcast. You know, we sent out as a pre-recording, but a lot of technology and things that happened, and we're getting ready to go into looking for your response into the studio. You can call in. You can press 1 on your phone. That's what we normally do when you press 1 on your phone. Then we put you in, and you can go right ahead and express yourself. Amen. So you can pick your own topic, amen, as well. We're able to be flexible now. You can pick your own topic, what you feel should be brought out, or what you see that's been happening in the world, in your community. What's been going on, amen, in religious fields, and need to be talked about. And one thing you have to understand, as well as getting close to the end time and things that are happening, is because the Bible said what's going to happen. The days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. So we're getting close to that time where these are the days of Noah and Lot. All the things that are happening was in the days of Noah. All the marriage and giving in marriage. Amen. And wars and rumors of wars. Amen. And in the days of Noah time, you could see what it was about. So much evil going on, disproportion. But nevertheless, the church is here. And I think sometimes we overlook the fact that how powerful the church is, how powerful God is. Amen. He's still on the throne. He still have people living. And you know, if the enemy, it was possible, evil would try to overthrow the whole world. It would, if it was possible, evil men and evil women would try to overtake the world and have things their way. But love is powerful. Love is more powerful than you think he is. Amen. But the strength of love caused people to do things that, amen, the evil couldn't do. Amen. People love, so they allow certain things. They go through things because of love. And God's love, amen, the power of God, amen. God said, love your enemy. Amen. He said, do good to those that do evil unto you. Amen. Proverbs talk about if you do good to the enemy, amen, to those that do wrong, you'd be heaping coals upon their head. Amen. Heaping coals upon their head. Amen. I thought about it. It was a story not actually a story. It was actually happened to me in a different country when I was was at a missionary home, me and another man, and we were there. We was taking pictures of a farmer out from the lady's house. And the little old lady, amen, he was saying, well, this is my neighbor out here, and such thing. Then the neighbor that he saw us, amen, and he put down his hoe, he put down his tool, and this came strutting real fast over, and held his hands all up in the air, and came over, and she said, oh, you know, he's kind of upset. And it came to my mind real quickly, and I told one of the brethren that came to me, said, go in and get all the, you know, get a handful of canned goods and things. But the older lady was expressing, said, well, he must be feeling bad because he hasn't had no crop, and, you know, he's looking for somebody to argue with, but he really is a nice man. While she was just talking to us, and I guess God had to put that in my mind. So the young brother went in the house, and he got some canned goods and some food, and the man come out, what you taking my picture for? You didn't ask me to take my picture. Oh, he was just talking. And the brother walked up to him and gave him, you know, some canned goods and things, and he settled down and began to talk, and we began to see that, and he began to say the same thing the old lady was talking about. You know, he's sorry, you know, but he didn't have no crop, and it's kind of less, you know, thought we were just picking at him and different things. And we said, no, we assured him and showed him love. Amen. He felt good about it. And he was one of our friends before we left that country. Amen. So when you do good to people, it showers, according to Proverbs, heap coals on their head. Heap coals on their head. Amen. Because the Spirit of God, amen, his word won't come back. Whatever God's word says, so, amen, it won't come back. So if you live for God, he said, he protect you, he will. Amen. If you give your life to him, amen, and live for him and just be a witness for him, and he'll use you, and he'll stand up for you. He'll stand up for you. Amen. All right, you can just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We want to hopefully have someone to come in. Amen. You press 1 on your phone, and we can just go right ahead and give you opportunity. Amen. Because, you know, in the bottom of the hour, amen, a lot of people would try to come in. I mean, sometimes we don't want to call anyone, you know, not to say anything, but we give you a chance, give everybody a chance. Amen. During this opportunity, especially this time. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone, and we have the technician to put you in. and we can talk about, amen, all the topics. Amen. If you're looking for a topic, that's whatever God put on your mind. Amen. At this time, special this adjustment times, amen, that you're going through. And even maybe never thought about how you need to adjust. Maybe thought you never thought about you can make it. Amen. Because you never, amen, was in a difficult position where you had to make it. Amen. Where you was put in a position, amen, where you thought you was not able to adjust yourself. Where you're not able to adjust yourself. And look at it. Look at what's been happening. Amen. You know, you never know, amen, that you can wear glasses until you see how glasses, when you try them on. You know, you might hear some of the stories about glasses weren't good for your eyes. And, amen. Until you put a pair on, you find that, oh my God, this really does help me to see better. Amen. God has given man many things, and sometimes they use it for the wrong purpose. Amen. But God give us things to, amen, enhance our life. Amen. And better our life. Amen. Even the cars. He give us cars to drive around. Once you learn now. Once you learn. And that's the position of a lot of things. We have to relearn to walk with God. To relearn, amen, that the most powerful God in this world, he wants us to live for him and walk for him. And I think that's one sometimes it's a hard adjustment when those that just come into Christ to realize, amen, to go out and to be involved in a whole new life they never knew anything about. Amen. Especially in this world, when you see, amen, 80 or 90% of the people, regardless of wherever you might be, amen, they're not living according to what the Bible says on the righteous side. Now, the Bible speaks a lot about all evil practices. Amen. The Bible speaks all about difficulties. Amen. Good and bad. Amen. They're good things and they're bad things. But most of all, amen, you have to learn to come out of the situation and be a part of it. Amen. To be a part of God's world. And that's what the church is about, being a part of God's world. Amen. To be around God's people. Amen. Because association bring on a civilization. The more you be successful, be around successful people. Amen. The more you want to be, but anybody can be anything, especially in America, and being a part of things that are happening in the world. Amen. They apply themselves. They apply themselves. If you never thought, amen, that you was really applying yourself for where you are now, at this point in life, amen. Through these difficult times, amen, God's still in charge. He's still in charge. Because God's ways is not like our ways. I know man would decide and say, well, there's so much difficulties happening. And there was a time God said, yes, I'm going to remake the remake the world. He did it. He started all over with just a man and his family. But now his son came on the page. Amen. He showed a way to save more people, be involved, and give them opportunity. And that's what the church is about. The church is about giving men and women a better chance, amen, to learn God's way, to learn his walk and learn his talking, amen, through Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what Christ is about. That's what he's about. He is about, amen, learning to walk with man, to learn to walk with God, to talk with God, amen, and you can be successful. Amen. You can always be successful. Maybe you think you're not successful. Amen. But when you got your solid, when you got your mind, amen, if you got a good mind and you got a good walk around you, amen, things will, and you have an opportunity to pray, things will change. Things will change. You don't need, you need, it's a possibility if you get two people. Amen. That's why Jesus said when one or two come together, they'd be in the midst. But until that time, amen, you keep talking to God, and you got God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. They will help you. They will help you. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. Wherever you are, you can press one on your phone. You can touch. Amen. And you want to come through. Amen. And we'd be glad to have a voice speaking out difficult times. Amen. Your voice and what you have to say mean a lot. Amen. So what we're going to do now is to, as we continue to wait and as you continue to listen, but we want to speak to those that have not decided to accept Christ. Amen. Your time is running out. We don't know. Amen. Nobody knows when God is coming. Nobody, people have planned, and they all them in different difficulties. They're talking about, well, you know, the earth will come together, the world going to end. Nobody knows. And the angels in heaven, they don't know when God decides. Amen. So those of us, amen, that are listening, or you have relatives, amen, that you know we've been talking to, and you've been trying to prompt them to see, oh, you know, it's easy, but you got to start. Everything that you got to start. Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do, we're going to pray for you now that you, amen, those that you know and you hold faith for them, amen, you go tell them to call on the phone or listen to Christ, amen, or accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen, and you'll be surprised, they'll be surprised, and the first step, they can confess with their mouth, amen, the Lord Jesus, and believe in their heart, and if they believe, amen, they have to confess that they do believe and that they're willing, amen, that God will forgive them of their sin, amen. And when they do to make that confession, then they have to be water baptized. God has set up a way, a system, amen, that it works in heaven and in earth. And Jesus is our role model because of the fact that he, when he was come on the scene, when he met John the Baptist baptizing in water, he came out because he was a priest. During the time of the priesthood times, amen, the priests had, they washed their clothes, they washed their hands when they got into the ceremony dealing with sin and sacrifice. So Jesus came out of the wilderness, he came. Amen. John the Baptist came, he was baptizing. Amen. Then Jesus came on the scene, amen, at the age of 30 years old, and he went into the ministry. He was water baptized, baptized in water, amen, and John the Baptist, because he represented the gospel, and he represented the work of God that called him, and he went down in that water through John the Baptist, laying hands on him and laying him down in the water, amen, and bringing him up. Because of the ceremony, amen. Once you believe and confess, amen, there's no more confession and believing to accept Christ, amen. All now, your next step is action. Your next step is action because it's good for your conscience. It's good for you to make physical movements, going out, you know, going to church, find a church that believe in water baptism, and I'm quite sure there are many men and women in the community, amen, that you know, that believe in the Bible, believe in Jesus Christ, believe in eternal life, believe in salvation, believe in forgiveness of sin, believe in healing, amen, believe in damnation, hell and the grave, amen, all of that, amen. Once you become in the family of Christ, amen, you have to learn all of that, but it was the first step. is as you come in, be very easy. Amen. Because it's, everything else is easy. Amen. All that's your, maybe that's your learning the rest of your life. All you know, you learn how to do that and learn all those different subjects and learn about heaven and where you're going and golden streets and pearls and no sickness, no disease, no death. Amen. All that become a learning process for you. Amen. Because there was some come that want to teach you otherwise. So that's why you have to keep tend to go to church and always be in learning. Amen. Because they'll be your enemy with a desire to try to get you back and teach you bad things that you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that. Amen. So that's why it's important you go to church. And after being water baptized, accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. If you water baptized in water, then you accept that whatever the ministry you're going in, and it's up to, then all you have to do is show up in different services, show up at different times because of the fact you're learning new, to be with new people, but they all got the same function and the same purpose when they go to church. When they go to church, amen, they go there and they're just like everybody going to the grocery store. Amen. Going to the gas station. Everybody going there with a purpose. They going there with the purpose of accepting Christ. Amen. And walking with God and being a part of the your new heaven and new earth. That's what it's all about. Amen. Amen. So, all right, then you can press 1 on your phone. We know we're getting close to the hour's time. Amen. We're getting ready to going to prayer. Amen. But we want to pray with you, and we will pray. Amen. Asking God to help you through your difficult times. It becomes difficult because of the fact that sometimes it's lack information, and you don't know how this times of these problems going to turn out. But one thing, you have to apply yourself with God. With God. You bind yourself with Christ, amen, and asking him and talking with him, amen. And that's what qualifies you, amen, to become a child of God. When you say, Lord, I accept you as the Lord and Savior, then everything else start going up. Everything else will start getting better. Your life start getting better. Things, situations start getting better. Problems become less stressful. Because you know he's there. And one of the biggest issues you might have is learning how to trust God and trust God's word. Amen. When you take all those burdens off of you and take all those trials and tribulation off of you, amen, you'll find that everything start working out. Every situation will start working out. Every problem will start working out. Amen. Because you can only do the best you can. Amen. You're not a Moses. You're not Paul or amen or Peter, all those great men and women of God. All you are is just who you are, and that's what God wants you to be. Amen. He wants you to be part of the family, and everybody in the family have a function, just like a car. Amen. Like a car they would have. Amen. You find a car that got wheels. Now you find a car that want to go somewhere, they don't have no wheels, they won't be able to go any place long. Amen. The car tear up, bumpity. Amen. But when you got wheels on your car, amen, you know you're able to travel. You're able to travel around. You're able to do things. Amen. Amen. So it's very important to make a start. Nothing else first, you got to make a start. Amen. Once you make a start, amen, then you'd be so glad you did. Ask anybody that started off in Christ, amen, they found out they're only human, and it's good to have somebody to be along with you, amen. And when you be along with you, you find out, I'm glad you started, I'm glad you had the mind, and then you can look back and wonder why you took so long a time. What was the lie that kept holding you up? What was the situation? Amen. That every time you turn around, somebody, what they kept telling you about the church, that kept telling you about Christ. Amen. But all the church ain't this. You ain't worth this. Amen. The church down here is not perfect. Amen. God is perfect. Amen. We all striving down here. Amen. If it wasn't so, if it was perfect, Jesus would have never left. He would have kept everything perfect. But you know, we got a lot of imperfect people. We're striving, amen, to bring in, to work, to bring in those that are imperfect. So when we come in Christ, we become perfect when we're in Christ. Because he'll take all the mistakes and turn them around. He take all the mistakes and turn them around. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now for those that are listening, those that stretch their hands, oh God, and be a part of this broadcast. Amen. And this imperfect broadcast. Amen. The thing that started out one way and we ended up another way. And God, well, we thank you because you say you still be with us. You be with us always, even to the end of the world. So we know a lot of imperfect things that we go through. God, we know you there with us. And we know in the future you're going to be with us always, even through our sickness and our death. Amen. Our trials and tribulation. God, you say you're going to be with us. So you always keep your problem. Keep your word. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand and deliver us upon those that are listening that have unsaved parents, unsaved friends and children and loved ones, and grandma and grandpas, aunties and uncles, neighbors and friends. Oh, Lord, that you use the ones that are in the broadcast, amen, to help them see your light, help them see, amen, God, help them see, amen, your light and your power in them, amen, that they will be the lighthouse on the hill, that they will be the lighthouse in the community, oh God, that they will be the lighthouse on their job, amen, they will be the investor, oh God, the doctor, the counselor, amen, representing you wherever they might go in these difficult times, and we pray that the broadcast, amen, that they listen to, that will be uplifting to them, God, they will add to their spiritual walk, to add to their confidence, amen, in you that they are better people, and that they're going to be better people. And Lord, we ask you to heal the sick, because we know you came and you healed the sick. Jesus came healing. He came to bring in deliverance. And Lord, we know you have all power. You're the doctor. You're the healer. Oh God, you can take anything and turn it around. You can turn water to wine. You can turn water to medication. You can take the food, oh God, that we eat and make it out of medication, oh God, because you are powerful. You have all the power, God, and everything is in your hand through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank Jesus Christ for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit leading and guiding us and strengthening us, teaching us and upholding us through all our difficulties, through all our trials and tribulation. Help our financial difficulty, wherever it might be. Oh, God, the financial difficulty, those that are going through. Amen. Oh, God, they might feel that they don't have it, but you show them how to use what you give them. Amen. And you took the meal, amen, through the prophet, and he prayed over it. Amen. Help the widow woman, and the meal did not go wasted. The meal and the oil lasted, oh God, and help them throughout the duration of the drought. Oh God, we know you can add to, and you add the fish and the loaves. And Jesus took it and blessed it. Oh God, take it and bless whatever they might have, Lord, and make it work for them and have it to work through all of their situation and difficulties. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, we believe in you. And we live for you, oh God, and we thank you for dying for us. And now, Lord, we ask you to look upon these people, oh God, and help them, amen, and touch the broadcast, oh God, that they continue to listen, Lord, it would uplift their difficult times. As you lose, you took this difficult time, this difficult situation, and you turned it around. You can turn it around. And we know you're turning it around now. They listen to their voice, you turn it around. They listen to their mind, you turn it around. And God, we thank you for it. And we ask you in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Again, if you like to revisit these programs and use it for Bible studies and different things, you can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. And go to the page and, amen, you can click on media portion there, and you can scroll down. If you want to put a donation, you can. And those of you who want to go to Blog Talk Radio, and you go to Blog Talk Radio and click on there, you can also on our page, it's click on Doctrine of Truth.
Oh,
make sure you
record it. Happy. It's almost over.
My truth. Amen. Now we thank you. Amen. We're getting ready now, and we're getting ready to go off the air. Amen. But we thank God for all of you listening in, and you are. We thank God for you all listening in, and everything, and thank God for you calling in at that time. Amen. Being a part of Blog Talk, amen, with Bishop Poole. Amen. Doctrine of Truth. Okay. We're looking at things now. And call a friend and bring a friend. And, oh, I think we have a caller. Okay. Okay, we have some difficult times in this broadcast. Amen. But you can see that we're not giving up. We're not giving up, but we only have about a minute left. Only 60 seconds left. Amen. But we love you. Amen. And you can go back and view this broadcast again through our website. Amen. As well. Amen. So we thank God for you. Anyway, and we want to, amen, encourage you, amen. Don't give up. Just keep the faith and keep working through all these difficult situations, and God will bless you, amen. Until next time, Bishop Poole, Doctor of Truth, we love you. Tell a friend to call a friend in, amen, for another broadcast. God bless you.
Hey, Russ.